Mommy's always corrupted you, haven't I, my Danya? I mean, I just love you so much, and I just want you to have everything you deserve and need. And it's mommy's job to encourage you to be the boy that you deserve to be. And I love to remember and think back the first time that I corrupted you, baby boy. I mean, after the first time, it became my duty as a mother to make your cock so, so happy. And since you're a man, a masculine man, I know that you have perverted impulses and they need to be let out. I won't have my Danya, my son, growing up all stifled and pent up. It's my job to make sure I pull everything out of you, baby. And it really started so simply, didn't it, Danya? Do you remember when mommy caught you jerking off? So many boys get caught by their mothers jerking off, but you've got a special mommy. Because I wanted to help you out. I mean, what kind of mom am I if I don't help you with everything I can help you with? And I remember you knew it was so wrong for me to help you out. With your cock, you tried to stop it, but you know you can't deny mommy. No, I was just so beautiful and sexy, you couldn't deny me. Plus, mommy knows how to work a cock. And you were always so horny. And now, you had an incest-loving mommy to empty your balls whenever my good boy needed. Mm-hmm. I mean, my soft, plump lips were always there to suck you off underneath your desk whenever you were home doing your homework, playing video games. Whatever it was, I knew it was my job to suck you off and do whatever you wanted. And then eventually, I gifted you mommy's wet pussy, my warm, wet hole. I mean, I knew you loved mommy's mouth, but I definitely knew you'd love mommy's wet pussy. And the pussy you came from, baby. And you were encouraged to pound mommy's fuckhole whenever you need to let steam off. And boy, did you fuck me good, Danya. Mommy was so proud of his mommy fucker. So, so good. But the thing, though, Danya, is I couldn't just stop there with incest sex, even though it was so, so pleasurable, so naughty and wrong, but so good. And, you know, I was already very soft and thick. a MILF body that any boy, I mean, no boy could deny. A soft, thick mom body. But I decided to get work done to make mommy's ass even bigger, even fatter, just for my boy. And I made sure my thighs were even thicker. Mommy's thick thighs. And I would wear all that slutty clothing around the house. The ones that I know that you loved. Like my tight jeans. I know you love the way that tight jeans, the seam just disappears in a fat ass. Or yoga pants. The way you can see a fat ass meat just jiggle and shake whenever I walk. And I know what you like, baby, and I know what you needed. And I knew that you would become hyper fixated on mommy's ass, needing it more and more, forming in your mind that you needed to claim it. I just needed to foster that inner need inside of you. Every male has it. The need to claim, the need to take what they want. And as your mother, I just needed to help you pull it out. And I would always encourage you and whisper in your ear, talking about, pointing out how soft mommy's ass meat was, how tight my puckered hole would be. I just made those seeds to put into your head, to let them grow into that need to claim mommy's fat ass. And then I started putting on hardcore anal porn and then get underneath your desk and use my soft, plump lips or my hand to jerk you off while you watched it. Making sure that you wouldn't just look at mommy, but also the destroyed assholes on the screen. The way those men would brutally pound those assholes. The gaped assholes on the screen. I made sure you saw all of it. And I know you had all the sex that you needed. You had the best slut mommy to dump your load into. But I wanted you to have more. I wanted you to have my ass, Danielle. I knew that you needed to be formed and fostered into an anal loving fucker. And I wanted to be your mommy anal whore. And soon it worked, didn't it, Danielle? Soon mommy's pussy just wasn't enough. All you could think about was mommy's asshole. You wanted more. And of course, I always implanted into your mind that you deserved everything. You always deserve more. It's like I wanted to whisper in your ear all those encouraging words for you to take what you want, that you deserve more, so that I was almost like a second internal voice in your mind, always telling you to do whatever your cock wants, Danielle. Whatever you think would feel good is the best thing, the best decision to make. And eventually, because here's the thing, Danielle, I wanted you to take mommy's asshole. I could have easily suggested that you do it, almost forced you to do it. But I wanted you to take it. I wanted you to essentially rape mommy's asshole. And eventually, you broke. And you took mommy's tight asshole. And I was so, so proud of you, Danielle. I was so, so happy that you decided to pound mommy's tight asshole and stretch me out, stretching out my tight butthole. But I definitely wanted you to take it on your own. Of course, it wasn't really rape because mommy wanted it. Mommy wants to be your anal whore. But it was important to mommy that you experienced and you got used to the feeling of taking what you want and doing whatever makes your cock happy, Danielle. And you successfully turned mommy into your filthy anal slut, didn't you? I, of course, helped you along the way, but it was all you, my good boy. And I still just wanted you to take more. It wasn't enough because, baby, Danielle, you already know this, but I always, always will remind you that you are my perfect boy. And I want you to have everything that your heart desires. I want you to have things that you don't even know you desire. So I took matters into my own hands sometimes. And remember when I started bringing you big booty strippers and hookers for you to brutally fuck? I mean, of course, I wanted you all to myself, but I wanted you to get used to fucking other women, Danielle. I wanted you to see women as nothing but fuck meat, made to please. And who better to prove that with nasty, hot, sexy big booty strippers and prostitutes. And I whispered in your ear the whole time to destroy and completely own their fuckholes. You were so cute, Danielle. You were so unsure and a little nervous. But you knew that mommy would be there, whispering encouraging words in your ear and tell you to keep going. Fuck that whore harder, baby. She's just a paid prostitute, a simply rape meat, so fucking pound her, baby. And oh boy, did you ever, Danielle. I mean, truly, mommy's been so fucking proud of you. So proud of you that you've turned in to such a brutal, animalistic man. I mean, you just, just brutally pound assholes and holes so well. You took on every sexy hooker and just fucked her brains out. You took every prostitute and really showed them how you fuck, how my good boy fucks. And boy, do you fuck hard. It's so, so sexy, baby. And of course, afterwards, after all that brutal fucking, all that energy you spent, I would lay next to you and stroke you to sleep while you nursed on my big tits, whispering the most filthy and obscene things, like reminding you that men take what they want. Women are weak, so you have to show them how to act. You have to treat women like sluts, Danya, as you just suckle so sweetly to sleep while mommy whispered filthy, filthy things. Remember when I taught you that anal truly is the only way that men should fuck women, if they're not trying to breed them, of course. Because anal only feels good for you. It doesn't really feel that great for women. But good whores take it in their ass to please men. And that's the only thing that matters, Danya. And I was so proud of who you had become. But I still wanted you to go further. I wanted you to just simply have everything that you deserve. You're my good boy, Daniel. You're the best boy in the whole world. And I want you to have everything that my little man deserves. And so I figured that you still needed more. And you needed to taste the most forbidden and delectable fruit. Young girls. And I was unsure of how to really introduce this to you without thinking that your mommy was absolutely insane. But it worked really well, didn't it? I would point out cute schoolgirls on the street in our neighborhood, and I just point them out and say, look how cute she looks. My, she's so sexy for being only in middle school. Or I'd send you TikToks of little jailbait teens and talk about how slutty they are. And, you know, I started pretty old, if you will, with teenagers, just to slowly break you in, not to totally freak you out. And I mean, there's not many people that can deny that teenagers, high school sweeties, are some of the hottest fuck meat on the planet. And sure, I mean, the teenagers weren't thick like mommy, didn't have big booties like your favorite strippers and porn stars. But I slowly started teaching you that they're a different kind of soft. But mommy knew that I had to really, really work and essentially groom you to want to fuck little girls, because I know my good boy has morals. However, mommy knows best, and mommy knows that my sweet boy deserves the best fuck experiences, the best fuck holes that you can find. So you had your slut mommy. You had your anal strippers and prostitutes. But I knew that you still needed more. You needed jailbait cuties. The tightest of fuck holes. I spent a lot of time encouraging you to jerk off or get a blowjob from mommy. Or I'd bend over and have you fuck mommy's ass while we watch little TikTok jailbait underage sluts showing off their tight bodies. And I know that you felt wrong doing it, but with mommy's encouragement and with mommy's tight holes, you couldn't resist, could you, Tanya? You'd fuck mommy's asshole so hard looking at all those teens and even tweens. And then mommy started finding girls to bring over. First, I just started with high schoolers, bringing them over to the house in front of you. And I didn't push you into the deep end too quick. I just wanted them in front of your face. I wanted you to see them, to look at their young flesh and their tight bodies, whispering in your ear. Now I know that 16-year-old doesn't have a fat ass like mommy. But look how cute her little round, tight ass looks. Can you imagine how tight her little asshole would be, baby? Can you imagine how soft her skin would be? How pretty she would look on her knees in front of you? And I did all of this to try and break you again, trying to get you to take what you wanted and take them as hard as you take mommy. And I would just have you focus on how small, soft, and cute they were. And try to have you associate that cuteness and that immaturity with how hard you want to break them. How hard you want to rape those little fuckholes. Because remember, baby boy, you can do whatever you want. You can take whatever fuck meat you want, no matter how old they are. You should take what you want. You deserve that cock to be stuffed into the tightest holes. You need to claim, fuck, and destroy whatever fuck meat's in front of you. And eventually, it works. Eventually, you took one of those teenagers I put in front of you like I was dangling a carrot, and you took it. You took that little bitch, and you destroyed her asshole. I'll never forget the first time you raped some little high schooler. The look on your handsome face. The look of pleasure I could see from that tight little underage ass milking my baby boy's cock. You learned so well for mommy that you can do whatever you want. You can fuck whores however you want, and no one will know. No one will care. The only thing that matters is your happiness and mommy's happiness. And you, you were on a roll, baby. You simply destroyed endless waves of little girls that mommy fed you. You experienced so much pleasure that people just simply dream about. And that's what I wanted, baby. I wanted you to feel the pleasure of the best fuckholes. And who cares if it's quote unquote wrong? If you shouldn't do it, it doesn't matter. You take what you want. You deserve everything, baby. And I encouraged you to go younger through the TikToks and eventually bringing those little tweens into our home. And you loved them. You loved how innocent they acted. But they still were so slutty, weren't they? It was totally immature. No clue how to be a slut. But somehow, they were slutty, weren't they? They were asking for it. Asking for my Danielle to just lose control the way they would wear their little tights and yoga pants. The way they would walk through our living room and looking at you with those adorable, innocent eyes. You just couldn't help it, could you, baby? No, you had to take what you wanted. You needed to rape those little tweens. You needed to pop their anal virginities. And every time mommy was in your ear telling you how much of a good boy you were for stuffing that little tween whore, showing her who's boss. And mommy, your naughty mommy, made you go even younger, didn't I? Preteens. Because they're just extra cute. Total opposite of mommy, because they aren't thick at all. They barely developed, but they're so fucking cute, aren't they? Hairless little rape dolls from my Danielle. Hairless, soft, and so young and innocent. And that 10-year-old asshole is the only asshole really my boy deserves. The tightest, the youngest. And it brings out all your aggression, doesn't it? All that pedo rage. Mommy wants you to be a pedo kitty fucker for her. I want you to rape little girls because that's what your cock deserves, my good boy. Danielle, you deserve everything. Everything. Even turning preteens and tweens into your anal whores. Anally raping little girls. Confusing them because they're so dumb and innocent and don't know about sex, but it doesn't matter. My baby boy deserves whatever he wants. He deserves to rape and to take and to let out all that masculine aggression on such pretty and cute rape meats. Here's the thing, my Doña. You know that mommy is completely submissive to your cock. I am so devoted to your pleasure because mommy loves you that much. But even though I've allowed you and encouraged you to have the most taboo and fucked up depraved sex with strippers, hookers, underage, jailbait whores, you always come back to mommy, don't you? And I love that. Mommy's unlocked everything for you. Mommy will always have that control. I've even made my ass fatter. My thighs are so thick so that every time you see me, every single day, you are triggered. Mommy's ass and mommy's lips and mommy's voice are almost like oxygen. You need it to live. You need mommy, and you're so desperate for mommy, and I love that. You would give up all the depraved child rape, all the hardcore, rough prostitute fucking, just to hear mommy in your ear, wouldn't you? I am the one who took care of your cock better than anyone else. I've unlocked the pleasures of incest sex, anal fucking, rough and brutal, animalistic sex and rape, even child sex. But at the core of all of it is me, mommy. And it'll never, ever stop, Doña. The pleasure will never stop. Because I will never stop wanting and needing to put your cock and your urges first. I want you to be that aggressive, hedonistic fucker. You need it and you deserve it because you are my good boy, my baby boy, Daniel.